Hello, everyone. This is Cheryl, and I'm back with episode 8 of my House and Home podcast. And I have to apologize. I've kind of been missing for the past couple of weeks. Obviously, we all know the craziness that's going on in the world, but it before that even started, I got behind because I had someone very close to me pass away from cancer, so I was busy with the service for that and all of that. So I am back now, and now I'm going to tackle what we're all kind of going through is the reality that we're kind of homebound right now. So I thought I'd take that and give you some ideas on how to make the most of being stuck at home during this coronavirus. I'm calling it a crisis because it certainly feels that way. And I know we'll all come out of it, hopefully unscathed, but financially, I don't know what's going to happen, but let's try to make the most of being homebound by tackling some projects that we've all probably put off. So, first of all, I want to point out that self-care is also home care, because if you listen to my episode 2 podcast about clutter and the effects that clutter and disrepair in your home can really have on your own personal life, then you'll understand this a little better. But really, if you want to feel better, tackle some projects in your home. So, you know, taking care of your home is the ultimate self-care. Your home is your refuge, your safe haven, and there's no better time than right now to realize that's definitely the case. It's the place where you can go to escape all the craziness of the world. So let's try to make it be the most relaxing, pleasant place for you to be. And there's lots of little things you can do. Even right now, if you can't get stuff, it doesn't require you to make any purchases. You can just do them while you're home. So I'm going to just address a few tips that I found, you know, I can do myself without any other products or other things really to have on hand. So, you know, I want to give you some things you can work on while you're spending all this time in your home, and let's put some of that to good use. You know, especially if any of you were considering putting your home on the market right before all this came down, or you're thinking of it doing it in, say, the next, you know, 8 to 12 months, this is the perfect time to get your home ready to sell by tackling some projects. And if you need more ideas on that aspect, please reach out to me. You can message me directly from the podcast or on my Facebook page, which the links are on my podcast page. And I can send you some links to my downloads of articles and lists of things to do to get your home ready for sale. So let me start again, of course, with the decluttering. I know I sound like a broken record with that in some of these episodes, but if you haven't done it yet, then you might want to listen to my episode number 2, which attacks the clutter issue, and even episode 3, which focuses on getting, you know, after you declutter, let's get organized. Now, once you're decluttered, and I don't want you to obsess about it, you know, I always still have clutter in my house, no matter what I do. So once you've tackled even some decluttering and you feel like, okay, things are opening up a little around here, even if you still have more to do, you can still take a break from the decluttering and tackle some cleaning. So, and that's something you can definitely do right now while you're homebound. I recommend starting with some serious deep cleaning. And I know that most of us hate that word, but let's face it, it's spring, so it's time to spring clean anyway. So what better time than now? And I would start with your windows. Clean windows have so much to add to your home. Clean windows improve the light that enters your room. It makes everything feel fresher and cleaner. And it's one of those things, like I maybe said in my episode about paint color on painting. You'd be surprised. You don't think, oh, these windows are not that dirty. But when you really clean them, you will be surprised how much better the whole room will look and how much better your house is going to feel. Sounds silly, but I'm telling you, it's true. And a little tip on windows, on cleaning windows. I know it's so hard to do it and not get streaks. I have a couple of tips, and this may be something you don't have on hand right now, but if you do, use a couple of drops of Dawn dishwashing detergent, not a lot, in water and some white vinegar. And then you wash the windows horizontally on the inside and vertically on the outside. And that way, if there's streaks, you'll know right away which side they're on. So that's a tip I learned a while ago, and it's a really helpful. A couple of ideas of things that you could do if you have this. I heard a recommendation that if you put a dab of glow-in-the-dark paint on your light switches, they will glow at night. So that was, I just thought I'd throw that in there. Probably most of us don't have glow-in-the-dark paint on hand, but if you've got kids, maybe you do. Freshen up your carpets. You can sprinkle baking soda on your carpets and rugs and then let it sit for 10 minutes and then vacuum it up. And it'll remove pet odors and just kind of an overall, you know, musty smell if your house has been closed up all winter. Keep your home safe by cleaning your dryer filter after every, you know, cycle. And, you know, there are some ways you can actually clean that whole vent out. I do recommend that. You probably can't maybe do that now if you don't have access to the, there's a long brush you can buy, but remember to, you know, watch for that. Another tip I learned, foggy mirrors in the bathroom. You can rub the bathroom mirrors with shaving cream and wipe it off with a soft cloth, and that'll cut down on your foggy mirror after you take a shower. I don't know how come it does that, but it does. Cleaning your baseboards, that's a job that I absolutely hate, and it seems like they always have this layer of dust or whatever. In my case, maybe dog hair too. You can attach a dryer sheet to your, like a Swiffer mop, but use a dryer sheet and just run it across those baseboards, and it really does pick up a lot of it, and it makes the room smell good too while you're at it. Excuse me. Another thing that I always forget to do, but it's a great idea, is to refresh your mattress. Sprinkle an ample amount of baking soda on it, and again, like in the carpet, let it sit for a few hours in the case of the mattress, and then just kind of vacuum it up, and it'll really freshen up, you know, your kind of stale mattress. Microwaves. You can steam clean your microwave and get rid of the built-up food by microwaving a cup of water with a few tablespoons of white vinegar in it for 3 to 5 minutes, and that steam will break up any stuck-on food items, and you and then you just wipe it clean. So that one's a quick, easy way to freshen up your microwave. Pillows. If you've been listening to my accessory podcast, maybe you've purchased some pillows the last few months, or if you've always had some, you know, decorative pillows around, or even your bedroom, your bed pillows that you sleep on, you can tumble dry your pillows for 15 minutes once a week, and it'll keep them fresh. It removes any mustiness and any mites while keeping your pillows nice and fluffy. So that's a good tip. A sparkly clean kitchen sink always makes everybody feel good. So after you clean your sink with an antibacterial cleanser, if you have one right now, polish the faucet with wax paper. This will get rid of all those water spots. And my last tip for today is the dishwasher. To remove any dishwasher odors with vinegar, you can remove any dishwasher odors with vinegar. Fill a dishwasher safe cup with white vinegar and then run a hot cycle with the cup on the top rack, and it flushes out your even the pipes that the water goes through to your dishwasher from your dishwasher. So that's a good way to kind of freshen everything up. So I hope you'll tackle a couple of these jobs, and please reach out to me if you want more home preparation to sell tips, which really, even if you're not selling your home or you're in an apartment or a rental, some of the things I have available would help everybody to get their home in better shape. So Never hesitate to reach out, even if you're not planning to be a seller. I'm always willing to provide that information. So I hope everyone stays safe, and let's hope this is over real soon and we're all back to our normal lives. Thanks for tuning in.